G'day, Tom. How are you this morning?
Hey, boys. How you going?
Going really well, mate. Now, coming off that loss to Essendon, what improved against North Melbourne to ensure you got the result there against the Kangaroos?
We just spoke about a few things from Essendon and put it towards North Melbourne. The pressure was much better and the competitiveness was there. So that was a massive part to winning.
Are you finding, due to the shorter quarters, mate, that if a team gets a roll on, it's probably harder to swing the momentum?
I think you just got to, when a team gets a roll on, you've got to be able to stop it quicker. You can't just keep letting them roll on for 10 minutes. You've got to be able to get a goal back within that 10 minutes. Otherwise, they can kick four or five on you pretty quickly. And then the quarter's pretty much done in another 5 minutes. So you've got to be able to peg one or two back quickly so it doesn't get out of hand.
Tom, a lot of talk before the start of the season about the Swans in a somewhat of a rebuild phase. How do you take that as a player? And do you guys believe you can certainly have a crack at winning the flag this year?
Oh, absolutely. I think inside the four walls, we believe we can win the premiership. And I think we've got some really, really talented, we say young, but we don't like to say that inside the four walls. We really think we can go well. I think Ollie Florent, the last two games have been unbelievable. And then also you got the older guys still going, playing really well, like Luke Parker in the midfield, Joey Kennedy, Dane Rampey. So we've also still got a couple of really important players to come back in as well.
When you mention the Swans, you always talk about contested football and the Swans being able to be winning the contested football and being hard at the footy. That seemed to be there the other day against North Melbourne.
Yeah, absolutely. We're back to our best in that area and in the pressure as well. So we can still improve again on that, which is exciting. So we're looking forward to Thursday night against the Dogs.
We're talking to Tom Papley from the Swans, and Tom McCartan hit his head pretty badly on the ground there and was concussed. How's he faring? It looks like he'll miss that game.
Yeah. Tommy won't play this week, which is unfortunate with the concussion protocols these days. They're pretty strict, so he won't play this week, but it just gives another guy another opportunity. I'm not sure who that will be, but it's unfortunate for Tommy, but fingers crossed he'll be back the week after and he's all well.
Yeah, due to the Essendon player testing positive to COVID-19, there's been some restrictions in what you're allowed to do at training in regards to contact. Does that affect you guys a lot?
I suppose it's a little bit different. We're not allowed to have contact. I suppose we usually tackle, so it's a different one, but it is what it is. We just, as a guy, we move on. We've been pretty strict with all the protocols, and it is what it is, and we move on. And as long as we can play some footy, we're happy to do whatever it takes.
So with that, Tom, you're allowed to have contact, but you can't do it as a full group. Is that right? You can only do it with limited numbers?
No, I'm pretty sure it's just no contact as well. At all. So tomorrow when we do our full training session, I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah.
Speak to our actual COVID, but we only just got told yesterday. But I'm pretty sure it's just so when we train full tomorrow, we've got one training session because we've got a Thursday night game. So we'll train in full and there'll just be more corralling rather than tackling, and then obviously we train in our smaller groups those other days where we've been doing pretty strict measures. So, different one, but as long as we can keep playing footy, I'm happy with that.
Now, the Bulldogs this week, they got you by 17 points last year. They're coming off a win against GWS. What threats do they possess?
I think they're a really exciting team. Obviously didn't start that well this year, but they've come back really well last week, their handball game and their pressure game's really elite. So we've got to bring what we bring last week, put the pressure on them and hopefully we go well.
How are you handling all the restrictions, mate?
It's a bit different. I like to get out and do a bit. So It's a bit different for me. I'm obviously doing all the right things, staying at home and that. But when the restrictions come, I wouldn't mind getting out to a pub or something, having beer.
Get out of the pub and get to the races. Now, I believe you're a racing fan.
Yeah, I don't mind the races. Don't mind the races. They're a little bunt, but nothing too stupid. But yeah, I think it's good to have something outside of footy you're interested in. And that's racing for me. And like a bit of cricket and watch that and a bit of golf. So don't mind a bit of those things.
Do you own any horses?
Yeah, I do. One's okay. I don't, none too good. I own Zooshine. It's just a... just in the paddock at the moment. Had a couple of starts in Morphettville and should have won a couple, but it's a bit green and cost itself a win. So hopefully in the spring we can get one at Flemington on there.
Yeah, I'm just seeing it. Trained by Tony and Calvin McAvoy. So you've had three placings from four starts there.
Yeah, it's a bit of a bummer, but hopefully in spring we can get a win.
Yeah, only a two-year-old filly, so we'll be on the improved next preparation. We'll keep an eye out for it.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, good stuff. I want to ask you, Tom, just before you go, about Matt Rau from the Gold Coast. I don't know how much you've seen him play, but there's debates where he could win the Brownlow in his rookie year, which is extraordinary to think. What do you make of him watching from afar?
Yeah, he's pretty unbelievable, I reckon. I was sitting there watching the other day, and some of the things he was doing is just, for a first-year player, just ridiculous, really. I'm actually laughing watching the game because how good it is to watch. It's great to see so many. There's also other young kids in there. I think Connor Rosie is a second-year player. He's one of my favourite players to watch as well. But, yeah, Rau, he's great. I think he's kicked two goals on his left, one running out of the centre and one snapping around the corner. So that was pretty special. Left and right footer. He's strong and it's good for the game. I think there was talk about pushing the age back to 19 years of age, and then obviously you don't get that young talent of Rau and Anderson and those guys. So it's good to watch, and I really hope he can keep playing the way he is, and except against us.
What do you make of the jumper tuck, mate? Tucking in the jumper there is that's gone out. I'm sure back in the day you would have had coaches say tuck your jumper in.
Yeah, it's good. It's old school. I like the way he goes about it. He doesn't really give too much about what he looks like, tucked in the turf boots, and good old school about him. Just goes about his business and gets the job done. I like that.
Well, mate, great to talk to you. Good luck this week against the Dogs, and the Swans 2-1. Great start to the year, mate. Great to talk to you.
Cheers, boys.